Hello from the Big Easy. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We are coming to you from New Orleans all week long, gearing up for a Super Bowl showdown between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs in a rematch from the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Will Philly come out on top this time, or will those Chiefs continue to roll on and win an unprecedented third straight Super Bowl title? We shall see, and we'll be bringing you some fun football content all week long. Now, let's get you your news. We start today with celebrations for the Lunar New Year, which are in full swing in China. Billions of people are traveling to celebrate with family and friends, making the celebration the largest annual human migration in the world. Officials are expecting a record 9 billion trips to China alone during the 40-day travel period. While Lunar New Year is often commonly called Chinese New Year, it is also celebrated in Vietnamese, Korean, and other Asian traditions. Every year, families gather to celebrate, and people from around the world travel for the festivities, filled with cultural customs like family feasts, dragon and lion dances, and giving red envelopes for good luck. The Lunar New Year began at the first new moon of the 12-month lunar calendar, kicking off the 15-day spring festival. This year, it fell on January 29th, though a rush of travel began weeks before that. Most travelers within China are expected to travel by car, but the government expects train trips to top 510 million, with another 90 million traveling by air. Now, traditionally, the festival has been a time for families to gather, but has also seen the rise of international travelers joining in the celebrations. CNN's Ben Hunt brings us to the festivities as the masses gather to usher in the year of the snake.
Dazzling dances usher in the Lunar New Year, drawing crowds from near and far to celebrate the Year of the Snake. It's a bustling time in China, and this year maybe even more so because of a surge of foreign tourists to the country.
Well, this is the most important festival in China.
One popular Chinese travel service says bookings from international visitors during the holidays are up by more than 200% compared to the same time last year.
Today I went to the Oriental Pearl Tower and Yuyuwang Garden and had Peking roast duck.
China recently expanded its visa-free entry policy, which allows visitors from more than 50 countries to visit certain parts of the country without a visa for up to 10 days. And so far, the move seems to be working.
Currently, foreign tourists account for more than 30% of our reception volume. A large number of tourists from Malaysia and Thailand came after the visa-free policy was implemented.
And on top of the surge in tourists, locals are also enjoying the holidays by visiting family and friends. The Lunar New Year travel rush is the world's largest annual human migration, and officials are expecting a record 9 billion domestic trips during this travel period. Last year, UNESCO added China's Lunar New Year celebrations, also known as the Spring Festival, to its intangible cultural heritage list, which could attract even more visitors to the country. Something that could be good fortune for the tourists and good business for China.
10-second trivia. Which of the following are not one of the 12 animals in the Chinese lunar calendar? Rat, dragon, lion, or goat? Your answer here is lion, which is not one of the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac, even though lion dances are performed at the Lunar New Year to bring good luck. Now to London, one of the most expensive cities in the world, where more people than ever before are taking part in an unaffordable housing hack. They are living in unused spaces like schools, churches, or office blocks as, quote, property guardians. And many are saving thousands of pounds each month on rent. As the cost of living continues to rise globally, it's a practice that's gaining attention around the world. CNN's Anna Kubin shows us how property guardianship came to be and who's taken on the role.
We've been asked to look after all sorts of weird and wonderful buildings. We've had libraries, swimming pools, big houses, small houses. As you can see, we're in an amazing former church. At any one time, we have anywhere between 1,000 and 1,500 people on a waiting list, waiting for guardianship properties. The demand massively outstrips the supply.
London is one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. The average property here will set you back over £2,200 in rent per month. That's over $2,700. And to buy one, well, that'll cost you over £500,000 on average, or over $600,000. So it's no surprise that people are finding innovative ways to save money on housing. One of these ways is something called property guardianship. Behind me is a disused office block in trendy East London, but it's not sitting empty. People have moved into makeshift apartments as a way to avoid paying sky-high rents. They're not renters, but they're not squatters. The building owners know they are there and are charging them a fee. Let's go take a look.
It feels like a cool New York loft apartment, except I'm not paying cool New York loft apartment prices. I would think I've saved thousands of pounds on rent.
Historically, there was a sort of typical guardian type, creative people, but today it's evolved to anyone basically looking to reduce their monthly living costs.
So I'm a project manager in the tech sector, and I am well paid. I earn above the national average. I'm living very centrally. I've got a nice spacious area to live in. It's fully equipped. It's got kitchen, shower, everything else, and I'm paying a fraction of what I would pay if I tried to rent a place like this in this location.
The practice originated in the Netherlands as a way for property owners to keep their buildings secure with a 24-hour live-in presence. It's been in the UK since the early 2000s, but is currently seeing a growth in popularity. Some people who have lived as guardians report negative experiences, including dilapidated buildings and sometimes unsafe living conditions. Some say too that license fees have crept up in recent years, such that guardianships are no longer the bargain they once were.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is a viral ballet performance so awe-inspiring social media couldn't even believe it was real. That's what happened when one ballerina performed in an unusual place on the edge of a ship just inches above icy waters in Antarctica. Our Janelle Gonzalez spoke to the ballerina and confirmed the video is the real deal. Take a look.
I speak to Matt and I tell him, like, can you imagine if I will dance on the top of the build?
In the icy waters of Antarctica, ballerina and choreographer Victoria Doberville danced on top of a cruise ship's bilge.
So we want to show, like, the difference about this big boat and the ballerina who is fragile and in this white tutu who express, like, the white Antarctica.
This is what Victoria tries to always do, is that bring ballet to unexpected places.
The couple was encouraged to capture the moment by the ship's captain while on a trip to the continent.
At the beginning, I was a little bit like scared to see like all this ice going close to the bow. So I was like, okay, I need to take my time. So he told me like, it's beautiful, you need to start now. So I just like go on my point shoes, like fix a point back to me just to be sure to don't move.
The video went viral on social media with some comments wondering if the performance was AI.
Because of, you know, the fact that there was water moving, the fact that Victoria added a little zoom in the video, all these things, you know, and the fact that you see a ballerina in the middle of Antarctica, so many factors made it look like AI.
So we write on the caption with no AI.
We'll keep doing this and spreading the beautiful word of poetry, dance and all of that.
And we can wait to create like something new soon.
All right, superstars, we've come to the highlight of the show, you. It is shout-out time, and we're sending some love to the Cardinals at Trainer Middle School in Trainer, Iowa. Rise up. We are psyched for hashtag Your Word Wednesday tomorrow, so follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, TikTok, or anywhere else on social media, and put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of my most recent post, and we're going to choose a winner to help us write tomorrow's show, along with a shout-out for your school. Have a terrific Tuesday, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.